Good afternoon, and welcome to our broadcast. We, the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church, bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are so happy to have you join us today. I'm Pastor Cedric A. Polnitz, Sr. We hope and pray that this ministry will encourage you today and for many days to come. So now, without any further ado, let's go to our sermon of the day. God bless you.
Let's give God a hand of praise. Come on.
Amen. Praise God.
My brothers and sisters, we want to continue our sermon series that we left off with on a few weeks ago, 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we're going to try our best to hurry up and get through this sermon and get out of your way. I know that we spent some time doing some other things, so give us a few minutes. We'll try to hurry up and be out of your way. We want to just touch on the first three verses. So once you have found it, or if you want to stand and read it from the screen, you can read it also. We want to be able to read it and stand together. Chapter 3, 2 Timothy. Starting with verse number 1, I'm going to read verses 1 through 3. This know also, that in the last days, somebody say last days. Perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, Lord have mercy, to parents, unthankful, unholy. Verse number 3, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Amen. And you can finish reading the rest of it as we go throughout the rest of the next few weeks, but we're going to stop right there for the sake of time. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And we want to continue this sermon series, my brothers and sisters. Are we living in difficult times? Are we living in difficult times? And then our section this week that we want to expound on is holding on during the storms. Holding on during the storms. Last time we visited the scripture, we said, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And so this week we want to talk from the subject, holding on during the storms. And I want to ask you a question, my brothers and sisters. Are we living in difficult times? And I believe we are, my brothers and sisters, but we're not there yet. That's why we have to hold on during the storms. For the last few days and nights that I've, you know, laid down to go to sleep, I've dreamed about storms. Normally, if you dream of something different each night, it usually doesn't bother you. And sometimes if you dream of something different each night, you kind of forget about what you dreamed about. But on the other hand, there are some dreams that you tend to remember. And especially the dreams that you dream about on a regular basis. Can I get an amen? Amen. Has anybody ever dreamed about running from something or someone, and it seems like you're running too slow and you can't get away from whatever it is? Have you ever had a dream about falling from a high cliff or mountain, or from a tall building, or on a bridge crossing the water? Maybe your dream has you soaring and flying over the clouds like a superhero, or falling from the sky in a crashing plane. Yeah, I've had those dreams too, especially when we're about to take flight on an airline. I seem like the night or a couple of nights before we get on the airplane, I'm thinking about the airplane falling out of the sky. Well, whatever dream or nightmare you may have had or may be having, they sometimes can send you a message about things that you are experiencing in your reality. Let me say it one more time in case some of y'all get ready to go to dreamland right now. Amen. Get ready to catch that nap. Sometimes we have dreams and nightmares, and it may be a message about things that we are experiencing in reality. Can't you remember in the Old Testament, the prophet Joel spoke of dreams. Joel said, "It shall come to pass afterward, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. And your old men shall dream dreams. And your young men shall see visions." Not only in the Old Testament, also in the New Testament, Pilate's wife had a dream about Jesus and warned Pilate to not have anything to do with that Jesus man. Because, oh, hallelujah, the Jews were the ones that were really convicting him with an unfair trial. Yes, even Pilate's wife had a dream. So it is, my brothers and sisters, as we say today. Maybe the things that you're dreaming about may be a message about things that we are experiencing in reality. And I come to tell you, my brothers and sisters, storms may come and storms may go. Yeah, we've had some rough storms even this week. And I believe that's why the Lord has, oh, hallelujah. Every time it seems like I lay down, I dream about tornadoes and dream about floods and dream about storms. And see, my brothers and sisters, I want to say thank the Lord that some of us made it through the storm. All right. Yeah. Thank the Lord for those of you that called and checked in on us. And as we called and checked and text messaged everybody else, y'all know they got the little thing on Facebook now that you check in and let everybody know that you're all right. I'm so glad that we were all right. But my brothers and sisters, there were some on Wednesday that woke up on Thursday morning, didn't have the same scenario that we had. Yeah, and I believe ever since Wednesday, like I said, every time I'd lay down, seems like I would dream about a storm or a flood or a tornado. And so therefore, maybe there is a message in the storm. Yeah, I remember the old folks had a way of interpreting dreams back in the old days. And one of those things that they interpreted was if you dream of a storm, it may mean that there was some kind of instability in your life. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to let that sink in for a minute. Maybe the reason why I kept dreaming about storms is because there was some things that were unstable in my life or in someone's life. And I kept asking the Lord, why am I having all of these dreams about storms and instability and things being unstable? Lord, what is this message all about? Or who is this message all about? Oh, hallelujah. Is this message for me? Or is this message to the church or the people of God? And y'all know many times God spoke to prophets and to those in the Bible back in the days through visions and dreams so that they could give a message to God's people. And so my brothers and sisters, is the message really for me or is it for you? But I come to tell you, my brothers and sisters, it seems like no matter any time, and y'all know I'm a truck driver, we sleep when we have to sleep. You know, because, you know, we on different kinds of schedules. We don't have night shift like y'all do. We don't have day shift like y'all do. We just have to sleep whenever the truck stops. Amen. Amen. And sometimes, every time it seemed like I would lay down and go to sleep, I would dream about storms. I would dream about, my brothers and sisters, multiple tornadoes. If I'm walking in my dream, I saw a storm. If I was driving in my dream, I saw storms. I saw tornado clouds. And then I got woke up early this morning, even last night, even, oh, hallelujah, I was dreaming about maybe a neighbor or a friend or a church member, and the tornadoes and storms kept on coming. Yeah, And I come to tell you, my brothers and sisters, one of my fathers in the preaching ministry used to say that we all have to deal with some kind of storms. Yeah, you're either in a storm, you're heading to a storm, or coming out of a storm. So my question now is to you, my brothers and sisters, where are you in the storm? Yeah. Are you in the storm, or are you coming out, or heading into a storm? So as we dig into this sermon today, I want to try to do my best to deal with these verses that we read from the perspective and the standpoint and the vantage point of storms, of holding on during the storms. I didn't plan this, so hallelujah. It may not be a sermon that you want to hear on Mother's Day, but this is what God gave me this week. Ever since Wednesday night, we didn't have Bible study Wednesday night, and it seemed like as we sat there and watched the TV screen, the storms were popping up here and popping up there and developing here, and it just seemed like there was no way for us, oh yeah, to not be affected. Yeah, so my brothers and sisters, Thursday morning, yeah, of last week, many people in our area woke up, oh hallelujah, and they were affected by water damage from a storm. Some people this week, my brothers and sisters, were affected by wind damage, tree limbs falling into or on top of their houses. Oh, my brothers and sisters, there were cars that were traveling on the highway that were either swept away by currents of water, and sometimes people, oh hallelujah, are in risk of drowning. Yeah, storms come and storms go. Yeah. We may have not been in those same situations as many of our neighbors and friends are in our surrounding counties and surrounding states. But my brothers and sisters, we never know when it's our time to deal with the storm. Yeah, remember, even here last year, my brothers and sisters, even here, the roof and the shingles of this church building was affected by storms. People all over the country have lost loved ones in tornadoes and flooding and storms. Yes, and sometimes the question comes up, Lord, where are you? Lord, why are you letting this happen to me? You're asking the question, Lord, when will the heartaches and pain ever end? Yeah, I told you to remember what the old folks used to say. Yeah, if you're dreaming about a storm, maybe there's something unstable in your life. If you're dreaming about a storm, maybe you've got some unstable things going on in your family. Maybe there's some unstable things going on in your household. Not only that, but there could be some things going on within your church. Oh, hallelujah. And since I'm a pastor, and since God, hallelujah, has placed me here as your leader, as your shepherd, I told you sometimes God will send us some things that he wants us to tell you all about. And I come to tell you, my brothers and sisters, yes, the storms will come, oh yeah, in life, but you got to hold on during your storm. Yeah, well, preacher, you got my attention now, because, you know, I've been living high on the hog, and, you know, ain't nothing affected me yet. Well, Jesus puts it this way. Jesus tells us that these things, oh, hallelujah, you're going to have to experience in life. And then when you experience those things, that is just the beginning of sorrow. In other words, my brothers and sisters, another translation put it this way. That's just the beginning of the birth pains. And I come to tell you, in these last and evil days, it seems like all the stuff that's going on around us is like those birth pains. Yeah, as I look back and I remember, I watched Sister P as she laid on that bed, oh, and gave birth to four of our children. I remember her having to deal with birth and labor pains. Hallelujah. Any of y'all sisters remember dealing with birth pains? Amen. Yeah, that's why we say Happy Mother's Day. Amen. Amen. And see, the pain would come in waves. The pain, oh yeah, they would get stronger and stronger and closer and closer. And just for a quick side note, Do y'all remember why birth pains were part of childbirth from the first place? Y'all remember? It was why? Because of sin. Hallelujah. So yeah, we're living in some last and evil days. And the reason why we may be getting a whole lot of these storms is because man is not paying attention to what God is trying to tell him. Yeah, I remember watching the movie Color Purple, and one of the songs they sang on the movie, The Color Purple, they say, God is trying to tell you something. Yeah, he's trying to tell us something right now. And yeah, a lot of people are just going on and doing what they think they're big enough and bad enough to do. And they talk about, why me, Lord? Why is this happening to me? Maybe you're not paying attention to the warning sign. Yeah. Yeah, what Jesus is saying, these things are warnings. Like I told you, those birth pains, or the ladies, you know, when you have those birth pains, they get, you know, harder and harder and stronger and stronger. And it seems like, oh, hallelujah, you can't bear the pain. And Jesus said, well, that's just the beginning. You know, things are, you know, you think the world is coming to an end right now. Well, no, we ain't there yet. He said, he told his disciples on the Mount of Olives, he said, don't let anyone discourage you and mislead you. For many will come in my name, claiming that they are the Messiah, and they will deceive many. Amen. And why don't you look at the TV screen now? All of these televangelists that are on there now, you better be careful how, oh, hallelujah, we put our trust in those people on the radio and TV. Yeah, he said, yeah, and you shall hear of wars and threats of wars. He said, but don't panic. Yeah, yet these things must take place, but the end won't follow immediately. And I come to tell you, Jesus is letting us know, yes, we are living in some difficult times. Yes, we're dealing with some storms in life. Yeah, but these things have to take place. But the end is not here yet. Nations will go to war against nations. Look at what's happening over in the Middle East right now. Yeah, kingdoms against kingdoms. There will be famines and earthquakes. And it used to be you could look at the TV and look at all of the starving kids over in Africa. And as they are malnourished, and you'll look at the TV and feel sorrow. But now all you got to do is drive down your avenue, down your street. And you can see people on the side of the street asking, oh yeah, and begging for food. Yeah, famines and earthquakes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it used to be that all of the earthquakes used to happen in California. Yeah, but earthquakes are even happening right here. Y'all better talk back to me. How many of y'all know that the main fault line to one of the earthquakes is running straight through Tennessee? Y'all better talk back to me today. And a few weeks ago, they felt some tremors up in New Jersey. Yeah, and I come to tell you, even though all of these things are going on all around us, oh yeah, 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 all you need to do is know that you got to hold on during the storm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, Jesus said this is just the first of the birth pains, but there's more to come. You think things are rough now. Just wait on, oh hallelujah, and see that things are probably going to get even worse. And verse 9 in Matthew 24, Jesus said, then we will be arrested and persecuted and killed. Why? Because you are my followers. I told y'all some things are going to get rough. Look at all of the people that tried to stand up for what is right, and the world will tear them down. Every time somebody stands up and tell the truth, somebody wants to bring them down. And I come to tell you, we're going to be hated because we stand for Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. And the Lord don't want no coward soldiers. I know y'all like to shout and roll and throw wigs on Sunday, but he needs you to be a soldier in the streets on Monday. Yeah, Yeah. You can call on Jesus all Sunday long on Mother's Day. But what are you going to say when things go wrong at school on Wednesday? When things go wrong at work on Thursday? Are you going to stand during the storm? Yeah. See, and people are going to hate you because of me. That's what Jesus said. He said, but that's all right. But hold on to the end. Yeah, he said, the ones that hold on to the end, they will be saved. So my brothers and sisters, I come to tell you today that reading this passage of scripture, we see that things all around us are very unstable. And I come to tell you, it all comes back around to that three-letter word, S-I-N. Yes, S-I-N. Yes. But I thank the Lord that even though I am a sinner, that I am saved by his grace. Yeah. And it's because of the troubles going on around us. It's all because, oh, hallelujah, Adam and Eve messed up in the garden. And that set things in order from the beginning. Yeah, sin, tragedies, and troubles. Why? Because of sin. You seem like you can't even catch a break in life. You pay off one bill, here come another. Why? Sin. Hello, somebody. Oh, y'all better talk back to me. That's when trouble all began. From the beginning, when man sinned. Oh, y'all better talk back to me in this house today. Why do men have to work by the sweat of their brow? Sin. Why do women have to have labor pains? Sin. Oh, y'all better talk back to me today. And I come to tell you, even though these things are happening all around us, don't worry. Oh, hallelujah. Just hold on and don't give up. Yeah. Seems like you get over one sickness and then here comes something else. Amen. You take medicine. Amen. Costs all that money. Then you go back to the doctor, he done found something else. And I laugh at the TV screen sometimes. Don't y'all laugh? Because when they show all of them commercials during your favorite TV show, they say side effects are this and this. And well, if I'm going to have all them side effects, amen, come on somebody. And I come to tell you, it was because of the first Adam. Oh, yeah, the first Adam is the one that got us in this mess. Then, hallelujah, I'm so glad that God sent us a second Adam. And the second Adam's name, his name is Jesus. And he's the one that can get us out of this mess. And now get ready to take my seat, my brothers and sisters. I want to give you a little history of what Timothy was trying to tell us. Paul was instructing Timothy from jail. He's encouraging his young son in the ministry to see the warning signs, see the birth pains. Things are getting closer and closer. As you look through life, as you watch the news, you see things getting worse and worse. Used to be back in the 60s, you could say, can anything get worse than this? Then here come the 70s. You say, can anything get worse than this? Then you get through the 80s and the 90s, and now we're living in the 2000s. And it seems like things, oh, hallelujah, can it get any more worse? So Timothy was instructed by Paul and telling him this is just the beginning of birth pains. Yeah, it's going to get worse and worse. We are living in some perilous times, but we're not at the end yet.
To God be the glory for all of the things that he has done. Amen and amen. Once again to you, our radio listening family, we thank you for tuning in to the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church Sunday afternoon broadcast. Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church is located 7628 Highway 52, Orlando, Tennessee. Our phone number is 615-654-2549. And remember, God is great and greatly to be praised. Have a wonderful and blessed evening.
On the sand.
Yes, he did.
There was no solid foundation. The house could not stand. Another man took his life. Built his house on a solid rock.
What you ought to do.
Oh, yeah.
Have a faith the size of a mustard seed. My God can see you.